What we do in life echoes in eternity.
You will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live.
From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Pro-Life Today with your host, Joe Scheidler.
Greetings to everybody out there listening to Pro-Life Today. This is Joe Scheidler from Chicago, and I'm with the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in that city, but a national organization. My guest today is an old friend, a man, I'd call him a multitasker. He's involved in so many things. Jim Finnegan. Jim is a two-land guy. He lives in Florida. What is when we're having winter back here in Barrington when it's summer and nice. And Jim and I work together. We have for many, many years. Right, Jim?
Yeah, one of the real pleasures of my life is having had a chance to meet the Scheidlers.
Well, we've done a lot of things together, and something we're going to talk about today, which is rather timely, is Jim's very deep involvement in putting up nativity sets all over the place. I want to give a little background, Jim, to what happened here. They used to always have, Chicago always had nativity sets all over town, and one of the ones I loved most was in City Hall. It had been donated by the Plasterers Union, and it was always there. And then we started getting sort of funny about religion and Christ and Christmas and all. And so the several groups actually complained, the ACLU and a Jewish group, and they didn't want to have Christ in City Hall. So a guy named Bill Grutzmacher.
Yes, the late Bill Grutzmacher passed away recently.
Right, and Bill was a great guy. I traveled with him to Russia to put up a nativity set. Anyway, Bill just went and bought a smallish nativity set, but put it up in Daly Plaza. And remember when we were caroling around Chicago at ACLU and different pro-abortion agencies with our own little handheld nativity set, we went down and prayed at Bill Grutzmacher's nativity set. Remember that?
I did indeed. First it started, as you said, right outside of the ACLU where we're singing happy holy songs, and they came out and they smiled at us. I was waiting if we were going to get arrested or not, and then you suggested we go over to Daly Plaza.
And I remember I put our nativity set on the mailbox so it would be on federal property, and just a little extra twist there. Well, anyway, we went over, and all of a sudden we get a message after we left the set that they're tearing it down, that there had been an order go through to remove the nativity set from Daly Plaza. And so a group of us from around town went down and held the statues that were left. Now, they were throwing the statues in the garbage, breaking them up. I remember St. Joseph was gone and the kings were gone, but I held the angel that said, Gloria in excelsis Deo, and as long as we held the statues, they would not take them away from us.
Now, Joe, this was before we did the caroling. This was the history of the whole thing going into Daly Plaza, because that amazed me, the story of people like
that's
yourself.
That's right. That was already
supposedly
out.
Staying all night to make sure.
Well, what we did, we were spelled. We would call people, and, of course, this was the day before cell phones and so on, so we'd run over to the phone booth and call somebody to come. But we stayed throughout the night, and as long as we held the statues, they would not take them away from us, but we couldn't retrieve anything from the garbage because it was all broken up. I mean, they really were trashing it, and they had torn down about half of the manger. But the thing was, the day following, when daylight came in, little kids would be coming with their classes to see the nativity set, which was being torn down. They could walk right up into the manger and hold the baby Jesus. And this made the news. And then we went to court, and we were able to get permission. And so the next year, Bill bought the great big, and this is where you came in.
Correct.
To the set. So I want you to
it from there. The judge was James Carsons, or James Minor, by the way, and he decided on December 4th, 1989. This whole story started, as Joe has said, in the days when it was outside of Mayor Daley's office. And once they decided to take it down there after Mayor Daley had passed away, Richard J. Daley, It was remained there through Bolandic, Mayor Bolandic. And then when Mayor Washington came on the scene, and Jane Byrne, it remained there through Jane Byrne. But when Washington came on the scene, then all of a sudden the decision was made to take it out of the city hall, where it had been through World War II, the whole bit.
Right.
And Joe and the Reverend Hiram Crawford and a group of people came in to meet with the new mayor, Washington was the mayor then, but they came in to meet the head of the legal department, a Judson Minor, to find out why this was done. What's this all about? And they had to sit in the office. He wouldn't see him right away, so finally Joe and the group said, well, you might as well call the police. And I make a point here. If you don't fight for something as important as your religious faith and your beliefs, then you don't deserve it. So they said, go ahead, arrest us. We're staying here. So they went into his office. The first words from him were, that thing should have been thrown out years ago.
Right.
So from there, we're back to where, this is before I got involved, as Joe said, but we're back to where it went in by the Daily Plaza, which is, of course, a free speech venue, if there ever was one. It went up there. And at the time it went up, a building permit was given through the Chicago Building Commission. And as Joe has aptly said, after getting this, the Atheists of America, the ACLU, and the Jewish Congress all threatened the city, and the city caved and sent over the same builders that had allowed it to go up and put it up to begin tearing it down.
Right.
So then we're right up to date by now. As Joe said, they ended up going over and getting a stay from Judge James Minor. And the stay was allowed them to put up the smaller set at that time. And then December 4th in 1989, Judge James Minor ruled in a scathing, really, ruling. How dare people say that the Ridgelocity people have to go to the back of the bus. It shall stay up, and it shall stay up for 2 weeks. And since then, we've been able very shortly after that to get it up a full 4 weeks, Joe. So that's where we are at this stage.
Well, it's a beautiful set, and it's been redecorated, I think, once or twice. It's life-size.
Life-size. It was the biggest one, actually, in the country when we put it up. Then after that, Pittsburgh had one supposedly a little larger, but it's just a gorgeous set, and it is maintained through a group called the God Squad, who are people that volunteer, tradesmen, and they're carpenters or electricians or plumbers that put this up every year on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And all of you would be welcome to come down and see that this coming Saturday after Thanksgiving from about 9 to noon. It goes up with a beautiful ceremony. This year we invited and had a commitment from the Cardinal before his health got to where it is and the change is coming up. So we're not sure whether the Cardinal will make it or not, or if he can't, whether his replacement will. But we'll be there from 9 to 12, and we would welcome all of you down here. Joe and his wife, Ann, by the way, are in charge of the singing, and so it's beautiful. Joe hides a lot of his talent. You know, he was in the Glee Club at the University of Notre Dame, and that's another story, Joe, for another day.
Well, you know, Jim, something happened in 1999 that made the news all over the world. Do you remember what that was? Something went missing from the
Oh, yes. So much of this goes back to the Shidlers. And you got to give Ann a lot of credit for this one. I do all the time when I say I called Ann and Joe to let them know what happened. And out of Ann's pearly teeth came, you should do a press release on this, Jim, right away. Now I do press releases on a lot of things, but I would have never thought of this.
Well, what was the release for? What was missing?
Right. Well, the Christ child was missing.
Christ
I'm
child.
Sorry. Yes. They stole the Christ child. He's been stolen twice, by the way. But the first time after the release, I couldn't get my hat and coat off when I'd come home for something. There'd be the mayor from Boston called. I was on his program. The phone never quit ringing. And the media asked me that day, what do you think your chances are getting it back? And I said, I got to tell you, before today, I would have said probably not. Today, I'd say better than 50-50. And lo and behold, 3 days later, we get a call from the police department that they had a call that these people supposedly coming home from an athletic event, had stolen the Christ Child as a joke, and now they put it in a Greyhound locker, gave us a number and where the key would be, and we got the Christ Child
back. We got the baby
back,
right. It was stolen, that was 1999, and then again in 2004.
Yeah, 2004, I get a call about 2 in the morning. My partner on this, when Joe told me that this was available, I'm sorry I didn't mention that, and that's key. So much of this comes back to the Shidlers and how lucky I am to know them. Just wonderful, warm people and dedicated in so many areas. But when this happened the first time, after calling and finding out that there was another person wanting to buy it too, my partner Terry Hodges, a retired Chicago policeman, I get a call at 2 in the morning that he got a call once again. The Christ Child was taken. But this time they got the culprit right away. The police are down there because of what goes on in Daly Plaza. Chris Kingle or whatever that group is called. They caught this gentleman, a young man that was a student at the Art Institute. He thought it, first of all, the story was he thought it was so beautiful he had to have it, and then later it was as a Jewish faith he was upset to see this in the Daily Plaza. I might add, Joe, in all this time, there's been a menorah before when we were trying to get ours up. There was a menorah there.
Right. Well, that was part of the deal, too, that the plaza is open to any religious denomination or faith or belief. And so you do see the menorah and other, I don't know what the atheists put up.
That just happened, yes. Yeah. But they have that one with the sword. I guess
they
that would be...
Right. So anyway, we're going to go to a little break now, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the future of the Nativity sets across the country.
Hello, I am Bishop Alberto Rojas, one of the auxiliary bishops in Chicago. Anything that has to do to bring in the message of salvation, bring in the message of Jesus in any way, but especially through the radio, through the media today, as we advance, you know, how media has evolved so fast, not only through the radio, but through all kinds of ways, especially with the computers and phones and... this is unbelievable. I think it's very important that we use these means of communication to also bring the message of salvation, the message of Jesus through the world.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
This is Joe Shidler in Chicago. Want to learn some Latin? Well, here are three simple words that say it all. Ora et labora. That's the motto of the Benedictines, and that means pray and work. Pray for the 4,000 babies who will be cruelly killed in legal abortions today in American cities alone. But also work to end abortion. Pray and work. How do you work? Well, come out to an abortion clinic near you. Pray there, but also talk to the women going in. Offer them help. If you want to know how, give us a call. We're the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago. Call us at 773-777-2900. That's 773-777-2900. Or contact us at prolifeaction.org.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hi, this is Sharon Brummer with Catholic Charities, serving people of all faiths in southeast Wisconsin. We provide human services from adoption and pregnancy support to counseling, outreach services for people in crisis situation, in-home support for older adults. Visit us online at ccmke.org for more information and for a site close to you. That's ccmke.org.
Immaculata, Queen and Mother of the Church,
I renew my consecration to you this day and for always, so that you may use me for the coming of the kingdom of Jesus in the whole world. To this end, I offer you all my prayers, actions, and sacrifices of this day. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, and all those who do not have recourse to thee, especially the enemies of Holy Church, and all those recommended to you. Amen.
This is Joe Scheidler back on Pro-Life Today. I'm talking with Jim Finnegan. Jim is a man of all trades and I say a multitasker because he does a lot of things and he's going to be on this program more than once. But right now, we're talking about nativity sets. And Jim and I were just talking during the break about a trip that I made with the late Bill Grutzmacher to Moscow, Russia, in order to put up a nativity set in Red Square. It was after Russia had kind of opened up and was starting to allow people to go to church. And I know I went to Mass every day that I was in Moscow. There was a little French church that had stayed open throughout the whole period of the communist regime. So anyway, Bill and I flew over there. And actually, they don't use nativity sets much in the Eastern countries because they have their icons and the flags and banners and things of that sort. But we did put up a nativity set in Red Square, and we actually had Bing Crosby singing White Christmas. And a lot of people came to it. We had Christmas trees around it. And it was a real lesson for me to see what was going on in Russia and what had happened. And there were so few children. It was just uncanny how few little kids showed up. And you could see there was a population control going on even then, and that was way back in the 90s. So, Jim, you remember that, and then we figured, well, if you can put up a nativity set in Red Square in Moscow, Russia, why not everywhere? And that's where you come in.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Joe. And as I said, you lead the way in so many times, and this was one. And what a privilege to be able to get involved in this. So anyway, I'm sitting at home one time, and I'll have to back up even before that. I'm thinking while this nativity scene is here in Daly Plaza, why can't we get it elsewhere? Why can't we get it, as an example, at the State Capitol building in Illinois? So I pick up the phone, and, you know, I don't have to tell you, in spite of the election news that came in, whichever way you want to read that, there's very little good from a issue of life, marriage, and religious freedom that seems to come out of Springfield. But this was unbelievably easy. I contacted a gentleman down there by the name of Dan Zanoza. His wife now still handles it from Springfield because we can't come. We go down for the ceremony, but she handles the warehousing and the keeping of it. And I contacted them and said, then contacted the state, first of all, and began to talk with them about we'd like to put a nativity scene up in the rotunda at the state capitol. Sure enough, we got the permission to do that, the approval to do it, and basically the Second Amendment in your Constitution clearly says that you have a right to your religious speech. Very clearly, Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion, meaning they can't make it a state religion. We all have our right to worship God in our own way, but also tells you at the same time that you have a right to freedom of speech.
Well, Jim, in going through, some of the notes on the religious the nativity set and all, I found a letter that you had written entitled Freedom of Religion, Not Freedom from Religion. And I thought it was very good. You were co-curator of the Chicago nativity scene at that time. And you mentioned the names, the ACLU and a different organization, American Jewish Congress, American Atheists, and so on, that were fighting this. But you did get it in Springfield, and it's a beautiful set.
Correct. And once we got it in there, then my doorbell rings one day, and here's these big boxes. I open them up, and here's a beautiful nativity scene. Jesus in the little crib, Mary and Joseph, and an angel announcing the birth. I couldn't imagine who this came from. And with it, Joe, was this little card. You can read it to the group. What's it say, Joe?
A gift for you. And it just has a little a kind of a wreath. And,
open it up.
And, inside, yeah, it's an open card. If I can get it open with my great big thumbs. Merry Christmas from an anonymous donor. Please so, just play and enjoy.
So I did enjoy it, and my thinking all along was to try to spread this further. So I made an effort to find out who this came from. This person wants to remain anonymous, but is a person that has allowed us to place nativity scenes all across the country now. Right now, we have it in 11 different states. We have it in the state of Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, of course, Mississippi, Rhode Island, the state of Washington, Wisconsin, not a lot coming out of Madison either that is good, Georgia, and Texas. This year, Georgia and Texas were both added. We're working towards Michigan and Indiana because we have a right. It's so clear. If you and it can be defended. Defending this right is the Thomas More Society and a good friend that Joe and I have, and that isn't enough to say when you just use the word good. A great guy by the name of Tom Brecker.
Tom Brecker,
the founder. So we've been able to add more and more. We've already shipped, this year we will have shipped 60 sets when we're through across different places, 20 different states, to people putting it in parks, in buildings. Joe, you remember that you came out to when we got it in the park in Arlington Heights where they had everything but the real meaning of Christmas. And they turned us down, and we came back in a nice way and said, you know, we have a right to do this. It's public property. We're private people. We'll put a sign up saying this nativity scene owned and displayed by the Nativity Scene Committee. You were there that day. And
I remember that, Jim. And you know the donor, you know the secret donor, but you won't give any names up.
No, I don't. But she's so many people with that kind of money would never do anything. And then I find out that the same person has done it for so many other people. So though those probably are, I don't know. I'm not.
Well, Jim, one of these sets that came to me, I have my own set that I made some years ago. So I gave it to my son Joe, who lives down in Bucktown, and so he has it out in front of his apartment. And so, right in the middle of young America, there is Christ and the Blessed Mother.
Two things along that line, Joe. In the abortion struggle, which I've been with you many, many times, the greatest thrill of all is when that lady changes her mind and chooses to choose life. The same thing in this effort to get it into Florida. In talking with the lady, the first call was to whoever handles the state house that handles displays going in it. And she was very cold and, you know, very in the middle. I didn't see anything coming from her that gave me encouragement.
Sure.
But we waited a while, just ready to have a letter from Tom Brecker saying we have a right to do this. She calls me. She says, the legal people have approved this, Mr. Finnegan, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. It's the most exciting time of my life. I mean, the hair stood up on my neck. And that's what happens when you get these people that now are getting a nativity scene through the graciousness of the donor.
Right.
They'll call back and thank you how much it means to them and to their family. Good, local, down-to-earth people.
There's a basic goodness, you know, in people. And I just think what you're doing is so important to bring Christ back into Christmas at a time in our country where we are losing much of our religious fervor and our beliefs. And so the reminder of what Christmas is about, what it's really about, is the Christ child, Jesus coming. I know years ago we were in the Holy Land, and at the end of our trip, they said, what was the scene, the spot, the place where you felt most close to God? And I said, at the site of the Annunciation, where Mary said yes to God's offer for her to be the mother of God, to bring God to earth in human form, a human being, but not a human person, a divine person in human form and human soul. But that's what struck me, that at that spot, somewhere around where we were, God became man. And that's what Christmas is about. And if we lose that, with all the frills, they're nice. They're nice, just like Halloween's fun and everything, but it's about all souls and our need to pray for each other and all that. But Christmas is about Christ, and you're bringing that now across the country, and I just want to thank you personally, because somebody has to do it, and Jim, you seem to be the guy to do it.
Oh, I love it.
You can break through. You're a salesman.
Yeah, Joe. And it's funny you mentioned that, because I am retired now and have been since 1998. And as I'm working on this, it takes a lot of calls back to some of these state houses to finally get an answer from them. And it reminded me when I was selling swimwear, ladies' swimwear. That was my business. And sometimes you'd have to call Marshall Fields 10 times to get them to finally realize that what Hutchinson's is doing, they were separate at that time, or Carson's. Those were people that were doing something right, and they can do the same thing. Joe, I'd like to again remind these people, please, on the 29th, remember, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, will be the ceremony where this goes up in Daly Plaza. Joe mentioned how the kids love it. They always are involved in this. I get them in the middle once it's set up by the God Squad, these people that donate their time. Then the priest is in the middle, ministers in the middle, and they let the children go into the creche itself, the stable, and are blessed and say a little prayer by the Christ Child. Again, a very warming thing. We have an entertainment, I guess you'd call it. I hate to use that word for Christmas music. It would be more, I guess, yeah, we sing Christmas carols, sure, and so forth. So I want you to be aware of that. If there's any questions on this effort, too, of getting the nativity scene out across the country. And remember, when I say the country, I'm talking a park like in Arlington Heights or in front of a mayor's. We got Arlene Zawicki now in Barrington putting it up in front of City Hall there, just got the approval. Go to our website, www.AmericanNativityScene.com. One more time, www.AmericanNativityScene.com, or you can call me, Jim Finnegan. And if you forget the number, call Joe, and they'll give it to you at Pro-Life Action League. But my number is 847-526-1152.
Say that again, Jim.
847-526-1152. And Joe is so right about if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. This is a wonderful answer. O'Reilly, actually, if you ever watch his program, had Tom Brekka on that, along with another person on another station, for television, both times talking to him about this, the war on Christmas.
And anybody out there who's thinking of stealing the baby Jesus, forget it. It's bolted down.
I wanted to say that, Joe. I forgot.
You couldn't get that little baby out of there now. But the baby is life size and a beautiful little child with his arms out, welcoming people as Jesus does. And as we do on this station, we welcome people to call in, get in touch with Jim. If you have any ideas where you want to put up, try Gary, Indiana, or South Bend. Or
anywhere in the country. I mean, you can go over there and give it a shot in Russia again. I don't know if Joe's willing to go back or not.
I'll go back to Russia.
He just got back from Spain. I think you probably enjoyed that trip a little more.
That was a wonderful trip, yeah. We'll have to have a talk on Spain one of these days, somebody. Well, we'll have Jim back on again because Jim is into many, many things. The pro-life license plate, right?
Very important,
License plate is very important. It's in 29 states and up in 9 others, I think, it's being considered, including Illinois. And then Jim is also very involved in the marriage scene, the efforts to keep marriage sacred between a man and a woman. And he's into a lot of things. He's still young at heart and young from my point of view, just a kid. We're both Domers. We're from Notre Dame. And Jim and I used to go down every summer as school was just out and the alumni were coming back, and we gave talks on abortion.
Wonderful seminars. Wonderful.
They were great. They were always well attended. And then, of course, we got in everything free, and we were there during the whole alumni celebration. And so Jim and I have worked together, and he'll be back on this program. If call in or write in if you're getting something from our guests on Pro-Life Today. This is Joe Scheidler thanking you for tuning in. God bless you, everyone.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the Shrine of St. Max and Colby at Marytown. I'm a priest, and as priests, we are responsible for forming you in the presence of Christ through the sacraments, through the preaching, through everything else. But you are the Christ who goes out into the world and brings the good news. And WSFI is one of the main means. And so God bless all that WSFI does. And please support WSFI in whatever means that you can so that this wonderful station may continue to broadcast the good news and evangelize our culture.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
This is Joe Scheidler, the National Director of the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in Chicago. I'm asking you to please to pray today for every woman facing a problem pregnancy that she will not choose abortion.